Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So yesterday afternoon, I got to speak for 10 minutes with the Washington State Attorney General, Bob Ferguson, before they had those Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals oral arguments. He's the guy, a Democrat, who actually won the temporary restraining order that has put the entire Trump travel ban on hold. We originally aired this on our national call-in show, Indivisible, last night, but I know most of you listening now probably weren't listening then, so we will re-air it. We frame the conversation in the context of changing American norms. And I asked Attorney General Ferguson if he sees the travel ban case not just in terms of the law, might win or lose on the law, but also in terms of American norms that the new administration is trying to change.
I guess I'm not sure if I can speak to sort of a larger political issue. What I can say is that it is important in our country that everybody is accountable to our laws and to our Constitution, and that is central to this litigation, as you know, and it is certainly my expectation that the new administration will honor and respect and abide by that Constitution, and when the administration fails to live up to it, I view it as my responsibility to hold them accountable. How that might change dynamics, I guess I've not had time, frankly, to spend too much time thinking about it. We're pretty focused, as you might imagine, on getting our briefs filed and preparing our arguments. But I think that's central to this case and why we're bringing it.
But the Constitution has, in writing, certain fundamental norms and American values that you're trying to protect. Would that be right?
Absolutely. And so, I mean, that's the case for each piece of litigation we bring when constitutional rights are impacted. And so, I do think that it's important for this administration to realize that there is a checks and balance system in our government. These are not business transactions, right? We have a system of government and a co-equal branch, which is the judicial branch, that needs to be respected. And it's appropriate to have an examination of this executive order and examining our Constitution and how it relates to it.
Trump said in the campaign that he wanted a Muslim ban, but
yes,
scaled it back to be only a ban on specific countries that the Obama administration identified as having significant terror group presence or the country was a safe haven for terrorists. So why not conclude that he scaled it back so as not to change our no religious test norms?
Sure. So a couple points there. We actually, in our complaint, quote from President Trump when he was campaigning for president and, of course, referenced the quote that you mentioned. He had additional quotes as well. And we all go all the way through with Rudy Giuliani just recently saying that President Trump asked him to put into place a Muslim ban, but to do it legally. So I think there's been a consistent message of what this president is seeking to achieve with this executive order, and that does target Muslims. And that's not constitutional. And that's a part of our complaint. We think it's a strong part of our argument. And something that's important for your listeners to know is that the law says that we need to show it's a motivating factor in the creation and establishment of that executive order. And we believe we meet that burden here.
So the court would be asked to come up with to rule on the motivations of President Trump and his administration, because I think what you're describing is sort of a legal sleight of hand where they're doing something that may be within the letter of the law, but you want to try to show that the spirit is actually to change American norms.
I think that's getting close to it. What's been central to the actual oral argument, for example, that we had before Judge Robart last week, was the contrast of the government's position, which is clear in their briefing and in their oral argument, which is that the president has unfettered discretion to issue these executive orders, and the court cannot look behind those orders to look for what's motivating those executive orders. And my Solicitor General, Noah Purcell, when he stood up in response to that argument, said that position is frightening, that our checks and balance system requires and always has requires that we can look behind the motivations, for example, that go into an executive order like this one. We cannot have a system where the president has sole discretion without any scrutiny from our judicial branch to review why an executive order is being implemented particularly one of this scale.
My guest on Indivisible is the Washington State Attorney General, Bob Ferguson, who brought the lawsuit that resulted in the temporary restraining order on the travel ban. The main focal point of your battle so far, I think, has been the treatment of the tens of thousands of people from the seven countries who already hold U.S. visas, whether they can be locked out of the country if they travel abroad or are abroad now, after being vetted and after being granted visas. Is that the most basic norm in play here?
I'm not sure I would agree with that. Actually, the case that we're bringing is really on behalf of Washingtonians and Washington businesses and our universities and colleges and the adverse impact to those individuals. Now, some may be Washington residents who are abroad and are having difficulty getting back into our state, but want to be crystal clear, our claims are about Washingtonians, businesses, entities here, and the adverse impacts to those students, to those individuals, to those employees, and to those businesses.
There's been a lot of reaction, as you know, to the president calling the judge who ruled in your favor, a so-called judge, like it's a threat to the norm of an independent judiciary. But he didn't defy the judge's order. He just insulted him. Are opponents overreacting?
I'm not sure it's my place. I mean, you know, frankly, Brian, we're so focused on this litigation. That's where I've been focused. So whether folks are overreacting or not, I can't speak to. What I can speak to is, as a lawyer, the importance of the judiciary, the independence of the judiciary, is central to who I am and my professional life and to our system of government. And so, look, the president's comments about the federal judge are obviously disappointing. You know, my mother and father worked hard to raise me and my six siblings in a way to accept victory and defeat with a certain amount of grace, right? We're not going to win all the time. And I think the comments from the president are disappointing from that standpoint. I understand he suffered a defeat before the trial court. I would have preferred if he'd simply filed his appeal and moved on.
So do you have any indications or any serious concerns that the president might defy a court ruling? Because then we'd be beyond legal dispute into a constitutional crisis.
Agreed. In fact, I was asked that question repeatedly the evening that this order came down from a panel of folks on CNN, for example, and my response was the same. My expectation is the administration will honor this. We're a nation of laws, and they did. So that, frankly, should come as no surprise. You simply cannot ignore a court order from a federal judge, no matter how much it disappoints you. And so I was not surprised that, within a matter of hours, folks were able to arrive in our country. I had the chance to go to SeaTac Airport here in Washington State yesterday for the first time to meet folks, an individual from Somalia, an individual from Iran, being reunited with their families here in Washington State. So I was not surprised that that airlines and the federal government moved quickly to honor the judge's ruling.
So the independent judiciary is intact, at least for now. But
you've
sued the Obama administration, too, on behalf of your state. Obama got a lot of Republican criticism for using executive power too aggressively, especially in his last few years, as they saw it. Can you see any difference in degree or type of executive power that Trump is attempting to use so far?
Well, I mean, each case is very different on its facts. And you are right that I twice sued the Obama administration. When I felt the Obama administration was violating laws that adversely impacted Washingtonians, yes, I brought two lawsuits. We've prevailed on one. The second is still being litigated, actually. So for me, it's less about the occupant of the White House and more about is the occupant doing something unlawful or unconstitutional that harms Washingtonians. So that's frankly where my focus is on cases like this.
So last couple of things, and my guest is the Attorney General of the State of Washington, Bob Ferguson, who brought the lawsuit that resulted in the temporary restraining order against the Trump temporary travel ban. Some of our callers who are the most alarmed by the Trump administration see your lawsuit as not just another legal dispute, but as part of a multi-pronged challenge to a presidency that they see as not just politically different, but a threat to core American values and potentially to our democracy itself. How much do you see your case in that context?
Well, I know there has been a lot of conversation about it. I guess the context I see it in is the following. A core American value is, of course, our Constitution. And as a state attorney general, I'm uniquely situated to make sure that everybody in our society abides by it, even if that's the president. And so for me, that's what's at stake. It's really as simple as that. I recognize that folks have strong disagreements with the Trump administration on many levels. Will this lead to other lawsuits? That's impossible to say. However, that would not surprise me. You know, if President Trump continues on a path of delivering on some campaign promises, I wouldn't be surprised if additional litigation was to follow in exactly the same way that President Obama was sued by many dozens of times by Republican attorneys general, sometimes successfully, sometimes not. So we'll see what happens. I don't want to prejudge that. But we felt strongly in this case we had to act and act immediately on this matter.
A quick follow-up then on future lawsuits. Part of the context here seems to be that you and other Democratic state attorneys general and maybe private lawyers too are using lawsuits in an unprecedented concentration, especially for so early, to oppose the Trump agenda. Where would you see your case in that context?
I mean, that's laughable, truly. I mean, I think it was Attorney General of Texas, I think, literally sued the Obama administration dozens of times. He was, I suspect, was a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but he was once asked to describe his job, and his quote was, I'm paraphrasing, but he said something effective, I get up in the morning, I go to the office, I sue the Obama administration, and then I go home. Like I said, I'm sure a bit tongue-in-cheek, but there was a lot of truth behind it. He sued the Obama administration many, many times on high-profile and low-profile issues. So there's nothing unique about what I'm doing. And as you pointed out earlier, I sued the Obama administration twice, not high-profile nationally. Important here, the fact that I deeply respect and admire President Obama, frankly, was irrelevant to my decision to sue the Obama administration. My job and responsibility is to focus on the law and focus on the constitutional and legal rights of the people that I represent. And frankly, I won't let anything get in my way in my goal to achieve that.
Attorney General Ferguson, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Brian. Really appreciate it.
The Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson. We originally aired that interview on our evening call-in program, Indivisible. He's the guy who actually won the temporary restraining order that has put the entire travel ban on hold. That case is now before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And coming up next, a rare opportunity to speak with a sitting appeals court judge, Judge Harvey Wilkinson, on his new book and the intense legal environment we are in right now. Stay with us for Judge Wilkinson, who will take your calls, by the way. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.